All right, so ngithembisile ukuthi we've got an IT expert in studio who's going to be assisting us to demystify the intricacies of smartphones.
Aw sehowa.
Ufuna uzophela ukuthi abazali babhadala school fees.
Awabaleki ngebreak now uhleli throughout the school.
Sidoputu Themba Ngomane, who is an IT expert. Welcome to the Rise of M Drive Boot.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks for having me.
Yazi ngithi mangicabanga indaba yama smartphone ngivele ngithi ngifanisa ne window yabona le window lethu leli la umntwana mangabe umthathe wamphonsa nge smartphone wabheka le wayishiya ne wifi ukufana ukuthi uvule a portal a window to anything that's out there
and it's so funny that our parents would be strict in saying ungahambi nebantfu laba so they are bad influence
yes.
or don't go to such spaces
yes.
physically but abana nginga if you're in your room with your phone and that's yes. far more devastating and destructive than allowing them to go ban. Exactly and the question then would be how then do you protect them from
how
there?
Then do you protect Mr. Ngoman
yeah baba.
These phones are dangerous.
If not managed right, they're dangerous. If they're managed right, they're yes. very useful in our lives.
Break it down to us. Yini efanele umzali ayenze ukuvikela umntwana wakhe from the internet?
No. The most important question we ask is, are we doing enough? Because when you don't buy your child a phone, you feel like they're being left out.
Yes.
Now there's a new phone out, new iPhone 16. What should I get this for my child?
Yes.
Mbuto Utsi, after buying the gadget, do you follow up as to the impact it has in influencing who they are, their sense of well-being, their self-esteem?
Who because, they become.
Yeah. The phone has the potential to shape what your child likes and what they don't like. Furthermore, it exposes them to a different world. You know, if umntwana comes back sad because of a comment online, or they come back not happy because someone didn't follow, or they didn't get so many likes on a certain picture, it shows you that their sense of well-being is attached to these devices.
It's now determined by the dopamine of that social media.
Exactly. And when they come back and say, I posted ini, the likes, umntwana, they are hectic.
Triggers means, happiness.
Exactly. Now, this is very important. Now, furthermore, those that are in business, some people don't care about your children. They just want money. Some people don't care about dabani nani, and you are throwing them into that world, hoping that they'll come out okay. But the question is, there's a lot you can do as a parent to monitor, especially the younger ones, you understand? Because 90% of the things the children learn today, they're learning from their cell phones. And the question is, where were you as a parent to guide and protect them from some of the things they shouldn't know at this particular age?
Yes.
You understand? So on all Android devices, there is Google Family Link.
Google Family Link. That's the first thing.
Yeah, and on your iPhone, there's Screen Time. Now, these two apps are very important. Number one, they give you reports. Now, you shouldn't make a child feel like you have a control like a cool. But you need to know, you need to know that. So what these apps do, they allow you to control screen time, digital well-being, in a sense that if a child uses the phone for 6 hours straight out, give them a break for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, just away from the screen so they can engage in other things besides just their phones. You can set a time, would see every day or 5 phones go off or 8 phones go off, they don't connect to the internet at all. They're exhausted to use their digital platforms. You can, the school holidays are coming now, extend those times. Say, okay, because it's school holidays, I still don't want you to be on your phone 24/7. Control that. The apps can report back what websites are they checking, what games are they playing, how is that influencing imbilo yabo. Now you can restrict, most especially adverts. When you as a parent are used to Googling certain things that are much harsh for children, the IP address from the server that is supplying that content, about to see, are you the one watching or the kid? All they know is that this IP address, it sounds like Google 123.
Interested in 123.
Exactly.
Logo shogu si, wena mtali, so ngaba yengoti.
Eka, gulo
mba. Ngemi kuba yako.
Unwa kubiti mkuba.
Mdeni nwako.
But I hear you. Now, what happens is that 5 o'clock, the system knows, by this time, this child likes, this particular user prefers watching 1-2-3. This is a good time to advertise 1-2-3 kuye. This is where now this apps come in to say, accessing mama na papa loba siba on the phone right now. Worst part is when your child says, mama, borrow me your phone because it's faster on a particular game. Borrow me your phone because it performs better in these certain functions.
Ngivumele umntwana uboleka licingo lelinemikhuba.
Now, how do you then protect them from your own personal explicit content? Yeah, boy. Now, this devastates children in a bigger way because you are exposing them to something they were never ready for. Worst part, if you don't even talk about it. So, uyophumela ngaphandle abuta kuthi ngibone 1-2-3 on a phone. How do I get to know better? Bese bayamlahla bangani. Ukhona wena. Now, 15 years later, you are complaining of well-being, the behavior, suicidal thoughts, depression, ebanvaneni. But the question is, were you aware that 10 years ago, when you exposed them to this world, this is what it did and impacted, this is how it impacted their lives? So we need to be very vigilant. They'd rather call, my daughter calls and says, Dad, can you please give me 5 more minutes? There's bonus time on the app. Give them 5 more minutes. After that, it's shayile time. Bafune bayolala. We understand.
Yes.
But ngeke umntwana umvumele 24 hours ebusuku wendani on their phone.
Wendani ecingweni ebusuku.
What websites do you think they were visiting that time? You don't even know. But the apps can report back with, yo, for the past such and such a time, we've realized umntwana akho, they are prone to this kind of behavior. Now, furthermore, in closing, singabatsitsisi. When a child starts being curious in certain things, it's a chance for you as a parent to start guiding and teaching them around what they are interested in.
Yes.
Because sometimes when tetisaka and you are killing their passion in whatever they be doing.
Yes.
Ngiloku nje ba.
Bafo ngiva sengathi kuneluju lefuna sijule kuyolanza. La kule silulu sakho selwati.
Yeah, I'm here, I'm available.
Ngizama lokunivisa ukuthi ngijule ngalana ngala.
Ngikuvile.
Ngalokwelulwimi. We need to continue having this conversation.
True. Singalimati bantwana, or don't let other people dictate how your children's well-being should be. Ukhona wena as a parent ungaboni lutho. Yes, they're in their room. Doors are closed. But are they safe?
And are they alone?
Eish.
Again, the apps that must be downloaded.
Google Family Link and Screen Time. Screen Time comes as a default on iOS devices.
Look, so usumtala kangene ku YouTube afunze ukuthi lama apps lawa asetshenziswa njani.
Exactly.
Google Family Link and
Screen Time
on iOS.
Siyabo.
Danko.